So if you take the situation like a year or a year and a half ago, it seems that for you and Fabio, the chapter of Rhapsody was kind of
over. Yes.
On your Facebook, you explained you wanted to do something else from rock and metal.
Yes.
He left Rhapsody of Fire a few years ago. So, really, the spark was the 20th anniversary tour. That was the spark to bring you back together and the will to continue Rhapsody.
But in reality, as we told, we didn't want at all, no? And then we had a lot of pressure, requests, because of course, you know, nowadays in this kind of market, when something is successful, like it was our tour, because we thought to start like with 3-4 months, like some festivals only, and then it lasted 2 years. So then in the end, of course, there was a big interest. Now, at first, me and Fabio didn't want, of course, to go on. And because we wanted to be fair with the people, no, we made this, we promoted this. We know there are many bands who promise and then they don't keep the word. So we didn't want at all to do that, no. So we thought that maybe we can do with Fabio something different, completely, like a rock project in the style of Queen, for example. This was the basic idea. And then, And so that from that moment happened everything, because in some way there's a request increase and so on. So we tried to find a kind of compromise. We checked together what we can really do, no? What we have the will to do, especially to satisfy us artistically, no? Without breaking the promise, no? And because of course mainly we celebrated these old songs, we played for them for 3 years. So we said, okay, we can do something, maybe under a new name. So at the time came the idea of Zero Gravity. So the band was supposed to be named Zero Gravity, and we proposed this to the management, things like this. So maybe we can do something, okay, in metal, but really connected to the style that we like nowadays. We like to listen, no? All the bands that we love. So heavy guitars, symphonic, but modern, no?
You see, the danger is to go, you know, to work only on nostalgia, and so to kind to try to reproduce legendary tales, but 20 years later.
Yeah.
That's the main danger, in fact, for you.
No. Of course, we didn't want that. But at the time, when we wanted really to name ourselves Zero Gravity, we understood immediately that this would have not been possible, because the promoters, the offers of the promoters showed that there was no interest for something new, no? For us to restart almost from zero.
So they buy Rhapsody, they don't buy Zero Gravity?
Absolutely. So in the end, we had to find a further compromise. So we said, okay, we do what we like, we name Rhapsody, we put our name on top, but we change logo, we make it clear from the beginning that the motto of the band is rebirth and evolution. And we even use it, and we call Zero Gravity the album, so we turn the name of the band into the album, and we put the motto under it to underline our intentions. So this is the story of how everything happened.
But by keeping the name Rhapsody, you didn't feel, artistically speaking, that it would put you in a frame where you couldn't go out and do maybe what you like, which was very different from Rhapsody?
Yeah, of course, but already changing the logo, it was the compromise that we found with the management, the promoters, in the way that we can go on, because otherwise we could have not gone on.
Yes.
So it was very clear, or like this, or like that. And so, going on, at least now, already modifying the logo, insisting a lot before, for example, the crowdfunding, that we do something new, still keeping the Rhapsody, because, you know, for us, Rhapsody, we reasoned about that, no? Meant more always like cinematic. So Rhapsody is not really fantasy, because you have to imagine that the fantasy, it was something, an idea that I had really in the last minute. We were in the studio already, and not all the lyrics were ready, so there were some songs like Land of Immortals, things like that, but there was not a concept. So the concept was born like 5 days before we called Fabio, or something like that, no? So it's not a Rhapsody, because then of course we make a lot of albums, but it's not necessarily connected to fantasy. For us, Rhapsody is symphonic, cinematic. No, then we could have made an album about this or about that. It happened casually that then we went on with this big saga for 10 CDs. So of course this connected more Rhapsody, but Rhapsody for us means is a neutral name. It's not like ancient bards, where you know that
you can go
the band, yes, is about that.
Sci-fi, you can go
wherever. Bravissimo.
But also at the same time, so your message is, it's us, we do what we do, but we switch to really what we do, and sometimes out of the frame. But at the same time, your message is also, we keep continuity by surrounding you by guys from Rhapsody, from with Dominique, with Alex,
yeah,
and so
of
on.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, we after the end of the farewell tour, we asked them if they were interested to take part in a new band with a new sound. I mean, still cinematic, still full of elements, but disconnected with the past. So they agreed, but they could also say, we don't like to do something new, so we were just really happy that they agreed.
They were super excited to also them, I think, because it's normal after 20 years, you know, it's normal to find new stimulation. No, you cannot pretend an artist sure. to do in 2020 what he was doing in the early in the 90s.
For the recording, so as you mentioned, you started a crowdfunding campaign. Because, without saying any secrets, it might be surprising for some fans, because what I understand is that you recorded everything before signing with Nuclear Blast, so you didn't know at that time who... when you started recording, did you already know who was going to release the record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had already the contract.
Yes, you had already...
Yeah, yeah, that's why we made the crowdfunding, because it was not enough.
So Nuclear Blast was not... You didn't have enough budget
Nowadays, the budget
because, you know,
is 1-0 less than what we had very beginning.
That's maybe one thing you need to emphasize, the fact that budget-wise, that's nothing compared to...
We could have not kept this quality, no way. So we said, we didn't care if we had the budget for Nuclear Blast. We start only if we can guarantee the quality typical of Rhapsody. And guess what? The budget we got for Nuclear Blast, plus the budget we got, the great amount that we had thanks to our fans, to the fans forever, that made this possible, we still lost money in the end.
You still have to put yourself...
Because this is typical of Rhapsody. We stay in the studio like three months and a half, also this time. So, special guests, videos, you have to finance everything with that. No?
So even work with a band, well-known, signing with one of the biggest metal label, you know, in the world and in Europe, is still a struggle to get the budget. From the fans' point of view, it seems crazy. Because, you know,
but of course it depends about the quality.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
On the record that you want to record.
You can do something cheap.
We could easily do something cheaper, stay half time in the studio, spend half money. But...
Depending on your standards, and you kept your standards always very
still high. We lost, so imagine. And that's why for example, if I tell you something, this is something I already told, me in 20 years of career, because we spent so much money in production like this, in the end if you put incomes Rhapsody, outcomes Rhapsody, for me was a hobby. Because it never really... of course you can spend like 10% of what you get, like you said, Fabio, keep everything for you, but we always gave the maximum.
No, for sure, you don't become millionaire by doing heavy metal in Europe. Okay, so you decided, okay, let's go, you find the guys around you, and then you have to go to create, to write songs. How did you make the chemistry work together?
But this was unexpected in some way, no, because of course, there was the farewell tour, we're still speaking about making something different. So it came just after many months, okay, let's do this new thing, we have to check, of course, like we said, the budget. So just in that moment, I had already some song for other projects ready, so it was a kind of things like this. But then we arranged everything what we had in the Rhapsody style, so to have really a great album, very various, as we wanted in the end. So this was a great advantage in some way, no? Because we were not starting like, oh, we composed just the new Rhapsody, maybe it was like 10% different from the past. Because this is the risk, no? So maybe when you take some material and then you really rearrange it for the band, for the voice of Fabio, things like this, then the miracle can happen. Because then you have really something that can be various, not boring, mm-hmm. and something that's really satisfying.
So basically, you're exchanging files all together, and what's, that's my idea, that's what I composed, you add...
Yes, in the end, it's a kind of, me and Fabio, we know each other since how long we work. Me, I know everything what likes Fabio, Fabio know how I like to compose for him, so in the end there is a synergy that now is tested and proved since many years, so...
On the album, I think you have 50-something minutes of music, 56 or 52, I don't
remember. Yeah, 56.
With the bonus track, 60, so...
Yeah, 57, yeah.
Everything you compose is on the album, or you had tracks you discovered?
No, we have, because in the end we reached over 70 minutes, there was even a long suite of 15 minutes, so this is stuff that we will keep for the next album.
Okay, do you remember the first song that was finalized?
Which was the first one?
Oh, my God.
We regardless of Giuliano?
Yeah.
Maybe the bonus track?
We started with the bonus track because normally this is great, because then we warm. We are in the studio the first time, so we use usually the bonus track that probably you don't have.
Oceano.
And we use normally this to enter into the mood and then to proceed with that. And then we face immediately one important, which was... Phoenix immediately?
No. We
the main. Normally you warm with one song and then you start with a very important one.
And in your experience, do you think the first song recorded color one way or the other the rest of the album? Is that kind of a route on which you built, or everything's ready?
No. The songs are so various. Yeah. It started with a song like
Zero Gravity. Was maybe the second order.
Ah, okay, so totally different from the first one. No, because in this album you see that we have a very various songs, no? Mm-hmm. So the first one was, he was, but if you don't have it, it's a pity. Because this Oceano
is very nice good. Song.
It's a cover.
Okay.
It's not our song, but arranged in the Rhapsody way, and he sang it like Bocelli style, thing. So it was very different from, the second was Zero Gravity.
But it's good, I mean, I will have a discovery when the limited version will be released. As you mentioned in previous interviews, one of your challenges, I think, was also to mix so modern elements, kind of electro things, but you already worked on that on the interviews before, and also ethnic elements. These ethnic elements, did that come from you working with Angra, or does that have nothing to do? Or?
No, it has nothing to do. It's just that we wanted to add in our music some Tibetan, Indian, different kind of sounds, instruments, percussions of different countries to make it the product even more rich, you know, and various.
Mm-hmm. But yourself as an artist, you listen that kind of world music.
Me, I'm making yoga meditation since 7 years, so I'm used to hear every day that music. But Fabio loves it too because it was with Angra, amazing.
So, but is that you tried a lot, you tested a lot, you?
We made a big research. And this will be important for this band, no? Every time we could have an instrument from Asia, we could have an instrument from every continent, you know? If it's emotional, if it's reaching our product, so depending on the song, so of course we love the stuff.
What was your level of readiness, or how finalized were the song when you entered the Domination Studio?
Totally complete. As always, we always have, because me and Fabio are the producers,
yes.
So everything has to be perfect. And then it's the big, huge work of Simone, this time of Simone Mugliaroni for the first time.
Yes.
And wow, the sound that you found.
With your, it's always also a surprise for me. With your experience, what's the added value of a guy like Simone?
The guitars, already the guitars. For me, that I'm a guitar player.
How we make the guitar sounds?
Yes. more strong, more big, more modern.
Yes, and leaving the, still the space for everything else, but you have the power, no? So
because I'm sure you get your both your own studios, so you come with kind of raw tracks, or you re-record everything.
No, no, everything. For example, the guitars are samples, no?
Okay.
Me when I program in the studio, I bring samples to the studio.
And then you play the whole thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and so, how different is he working? For example, like compared to a guy like Slash Apeth, is that kind of the same added value, or they can make the sound bigger, sound better, or?
I think it's just a matter of time, though. You know, Sasha is great, but we worked with him many years ago, so
the sound changed in general. The production changed. Maybe now, if we would ask Sasha this, also we anyway would have a great result, you know.
Simone was your first on your list to record?
It was the friend of Fabio.
Yeah, because I did, he did two works with him. I know him since many years, so. I was talking with Luca, why we don't try with him? It's a great guy, great guitar player, great studio.
Yes.
We can even talk in Italian.
Yes, and the rhythms were recorded by him. Take care, yes. Because I dedicated myself to lead and keyboards, no? And this was great, because for the first time, for example, we have the guitars tuned down. So of course he should have recorded, because me and Dodo, we are used to the old, you know, like this, to the old tuning. So for us it would be something just to learn. So I gave him, we gave him the scores, perfect, at the 16th note, tablatures, recording, samples, and he had gone 2 days.
And as you mentioned, is that a key element for you to be able to speak with another guitar player, to kind of, maybe, I don't know, enhance your way your guitar sounds, or he might offer suggestion to modify that or that.
No, because
not touching at all.
There is always a respect. No, he will not change a single note. No, okay. And that's what we love. We love that he respects our. There is no discussion, because he knows that we are Rhapsody. He will never.
You know,
he's a fan in some way. No, so he will never allow himself to propose one note. But for the mix, for example, he can come with ideas, like as we wanted to make something modern. Also, we have some stuff sounding a little bit more like Dream Theater, things like that. Some progressive songs. Then, as he is working with the band DGM. That is a very good progressive metal band influenced by Dream Theater, like that. Then you can have idea in the mix, like some effects, things like that, you know. And this is great, really.
Talking about guests, so from DGM also, there's Marc Basile.
Mm-hmm.
Was it your idea, or was it you know the guy?
I know him, but
the Italian metal world is a small world, but you suppose you might.
Yeah, I didn't know them. It was thanks to Fabio.
We stayed in the studio and we were thinking about him, you know, because we think we thought that in this song, especially I Am, it was nice to have a duet with two different colors of voices, and we were happy, because actually Marco is the singer of Simone, so it was easy to have it. But of course in the record we have other guests.
Elise, for example? Was it also obvious for you, an obvious choice? Because at some point, you know, sometimes you ask yourself on albums when you have guests,
mm-hmm.
if it's kind of, you know, the whispered by the label saying we want a lot of big names, or it's really your...
You have to know that in our case, we were always lucky. Nuclear Blast trust so much in us...
Get the final result, that's it.
Get the final result. Then maybe I can call the guy, tell you, you know, we have the idea for to have a guest, I would like to ask this, and they are just excited. More ideas that we give, wow, so we can promote better, you know? So you tell them this, and they say, wow, then we can make the second single out of it, wow, it would be important, yes, for the promotion. So, but this was thanks to Fabio again, because we had in mind to have her, but Fabio already...
Yeah, I mean, I did many shows with her during the Camelot tour, and we are friends, so we immediately thought about her.
Yes.
We proposed this song to her, she was happy, and she did a great job,
She came in San Marino, or you?
No, because she was at that moment she was on tour.
Yes. Okay.
So the only problem that she had was to find a day off or something like this. But then the result was really nice, and she wrote to us that she really liked the song.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Also, one of the guests, you have Arne Wiegand.
Yes.
Jan for Santiano. What was his contribution?
It was on the acoustic, but you don't have. It was the acoustic guitar and mandolin on the Oceano bonus track.
Okay, I couldn't find
it. And he's selling, he's the one between all these guests selling more albums, because not many people know him from in the metal, but in the pop rock, he's selling, I don't know, like 5, 6, 7, 8 million.
Big, especially in Germany, but no one knows.
Super big. Super big.
In San Diego.
They go on TV, everything.
And Sasha also did.
Yes. Sasha played the bass
in this bass track.
Which is also, that's also from your point of view, kind of a. Kind of blast from the past, you know, bringing Sasha for a guest
was fantastic. But you know, it was not planned. Yeah. We didn't have time. We had a strict deadline because we had the festival in July. We had to release the album just before, and there was a moment that with the bonus track, everything was ready, but the bonus track was left like 3 days before the So we had to try to search who can help us with that, and we had a great idea. Sasha, he was with Avantasia, but he said immediately yes, because he loves us, no? We love him, he loves us. And he said, I'm here with Avantasia, but I will find 3 hours to put down the bass for this bonus track. And, you know, it was a bonus track, so it was great also to use it, to have also this cooperation.
Mm-hmm. Also, one important element is the cover picture. So it was designed by Stefan Heilemann. So you worked with him for your two previous records. Great design. Very dark. Very, very dark. Prometheus was already in the dark gray, dark blue. You wanted the album to be in the kind of.
But we gave him, you know how it is. We gave him the concept, because in the end, the concept is the one of the Phoenix Rising, no?
Yes.
So we have a town that is a little bit futuristic, dark, to represent the material aspect of life, no? And this Phoenix rising to a higher level of consciousness. So was conceptual, no? Was this Phoenix rising from the darkness? So it was, of course, on purpose.
And so, last question: what can we wish you for the coming weeks and months?
Well, we have four festivals now, and then we will have an Asian tour in the end of the year, and then the big European tour with France, many dates in January already.
Okay, so a lot of touring in the time to come.
Of course.
And it will be like the. So you go to North America? You don't know yet?
Now,
right
not,
now it's
not
Europe and Asia.
Yes.
And maybe you'll see in the future.
Yes.
And so upcoming festivals. So for the year to come, you'll be pretty busy.
Super busy.
So. you still have other stuff in parallel?
But yes, Fabio is Angra, and here we'll have a project that when Fabio is with Angra, I can do this other project.
So Angra is working on a new...
moment we have just 10 shows left.
Okay.
And then we will take one year, maybe and a half, to write.
Okay. So you have a tight schedule to organize everything. All right, good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah.